65, you said. 260.
65.
Huh? 65, yeah.
65.
Yeah. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 16 entitled The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan. Text 265. What? 265 to 281. We can all together chant up to 281. Etakahi ami jabe vidaya tanri dila gamana kale sanatana praheli kahila janra sangha haya e loka laksha koti vrindavana jaya bara ena he praripati. After, so who's Lord Chaitanya speaking to? This is actually this is after Lord Chaitanya came back to Jagannath Puri. Kashi Mishra Rai, Ramananda Rai, Pradyumna, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, Vaninath Rai, Sikhi Mahiti, and all the other devotees met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit also came and met the Lord. And then before all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak as follows. That's back to 255. So now he's speaking. He's relating how he spoke to Rupa and Sanatan. After speaking to them, that means Rupa and Sanatan. After speaking to them in this way, I bade them farewell. As I was leaving, Sanatan told me, "It is not appropriate for one to be followed by a crowd of thousands when one goes to Vrindavan." Text 267. Tabu ami shunilun matra nakailun avadan. Prate chali ailana kanayar nata shalagram. Although I heard this, I did not pay it any attention. In the morning, however, I went to the place named Kanayanata Shala. Ratri kale mani ami vichara karila sanatana morekiba praheli kahila. At night, however, I considered what Sanatan had told me. Balata kahila mora eta loka sange loka deki kahibe more e ekadange. I decided that Sanatan had spoken very well. I was certainly being followed by a large crowd, and when people would see so many men, they would surely rebuke me, saying, "Here is another impostor." Durlaba durgama se nirjana vrindavan ekaki jabo abo sange ekajan. I then began to consider that Vrindavan is a very solitary place. It is invincible and very difficult to attain. I therefore decided to go there alone, or at the most take only one person with me. Madhavendra Puri Tata Gela Ekeshvare Dugdadana Chale Krishna Sakshati Latare. Madhavendra Puri went to Vrindavan alone, and Krishna, on the pretext of giving him milk, granted him an audience. Padiyara Bhagipati Chalilan Tatai Bahu Sange Vrindavan Gamana Nakare. I then understood that I was going to Vrindavan like a magician with his show, and this is certainly not good. No one should go to Vrindavan with so many men. Ekajabo kiba sangi bricha ekajan tabe se shobaya Vrindavan iragamana. I have therefore resolved to go alone, or at the utmost with one servant. In this way, my journey to Vrindavan will be beautiful. Vrindavana javo kahan ekaki hai sainya sange chalayachi daka bhajai. I thought, instead of going to Vrindavan alone, I am going with soldiers and the beating of drums. 275. Dik dik apanake bali hai lan istira nivrita hai apuna ilan gangatira. I therefore said, fie upon me, and being very agitated, I returned to the banks of the Ganges. Bhaktagani rakiya ainu nija nijastani ama sange aira sabe panchachaya jani. I then left all the devotees there and brought only 5 or 6 persons with me. Nirvigne eka kaiche jaibe Vrindavane sabe me liyukta deha haya prasane. Now I wish that you all will be pleased with me and give me good consultation. Tell me, how shall I be able to go to Vrindavan without impediments? Kadhadhare sarigenu inho dukkha paila sehe to Vrindavana jayate narila. I left Gadadhar Pandit here, and he became very unhappy. For this reason, I could not go to Vrindavan. Tabe Gadadhar Pandit prema vishtahaya Prabhupada dari kahe vinaya kariya. Being encouraged by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words, Gadadhar Pandit became absorbed in ecstatic love. Immediately clasping the lotus feet of the Lord, he began to speak with great humility. 280. Tumi jahan jahan raha tahan Vrindavan tahan jamuna ganga sarvatirthagan. Gadadhar Pandit said, wherever you stay is Vrindavan, as well as the river Jamuna, the river Ganges, and all other places of pilgrimage. So responsibly, please. Tabu Vrindavana jahaloka sikaite. Responsibly, please. Tabu Vrindavana jahaloka sikaite. Seta karibe tamara jaya chite. Seta karibe tamara jaya chite. Tabu Vrindavana jaha loka sikaite. Seta karibe tamara jaya chite. Tabu Vrindavana jaha loka sikaite. Seta karibe tamar leila chite. Tabu Vrindavana jaha loka sikaite. Seita karibe tamar jaya chitte. Ladies? Somebody? Tabu Vrindavana jaha loka sikaite. Seita karibe tamar jaya chitte. Tabu Vrindavana jaha loka sikaite. Seita karibe tamara jaya chite. Tabu.
Tabu.
Still.
Still.
Vrindavana jaha.
Vrindavana jaha.
You go to Vrindavan.
Loka Shikaite.
To teach the people in general.
Saita.
That.
Karibe.
You will do.
Damar.
Of you.
Jay.
What?
Laya.
Takes.
Chitte.
In the mind.
Translation
for purpose devoting grace to Prabhupada. Although wherever you stay is Vrindavan, you still go to Vrindavan just to instruct people. Otherwise, you do whatever you think best. Purport. It was not essential. This is a long purport. Try to follow. Lots of very nice points covered here. Too many. It was not essential for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan, for wherever he stayed was immediately converted to Vrindavan. Indeed, there was also the river Ganges, the river Jamuna, and all other places of pilgrimage. This was also expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself when he danced in the Rath Yatra. At that time, he said that his very mind was Vrindavan, Moraman Vrindavan. Because his mind was Vrindavan, all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna were taking place within himself. Nonetheless, just to teach people...
I'm sorry for interrupting, but the garbage truck can't come because there is somebody's Honda.
Somebody's got a...
parked right next to the garbage.
What kind of car?
Honda, small Honda.
Color. What's the color?
Grayish.
Grayish Honda.
Grayish. Nobody's. Yes, yeah, so come, somebody can move their car. Anybody here? Because his mind was Vrindavan, all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna were taking place within himself. Nonetheless, just to teach people, he visited Boma Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham in this material world. In this way, the Lord instructed everyone to visit Vrindavan Dham, which is a very holy place. Materialists consider Vrindavan Dham an unclean city because there are many monkeys and dogs there, and along the bank of the Jamuna there is refuse. Some time ago, a materialistic man asked me, why are you living in Vrindavan? Why have you selected such a dirty place to live after retiring? Such a person cannot understand that Vrindavan Dham is always a representation of the original Vrindavan Dham. Consequently, Vrindavan Dham is as worshipable as Lord Krishna. Arajyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Lord Sri Krishna and his abode, Vrindavan, are equally worshipable. Sometimes materialistic people who have no spiritual understanding go to Vrindavan as tourists. One who goes to Vrindavan with such materialistic vision cannot derive any spiritual benefit. Such a person is not convinced that Krishna and Vrindavan are identical. Since they are identical, Vrindavan is as worshipable as Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision, Moraman Vrindavana, is different from the vision of an ordinary materialistic person. At the Rath Yatra festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, dragged Lord Krishna back to Vrindavan Dham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke of this in the verse beginning Ahus Chate Madhya 13.136. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.84.13 it is stated Yasyat Makun Budi Kunape Tudatuke Swadi Kalatrati Shibama Ijiti Yat Tirta Budi Salile Nakarhichich Janish Vabigeshu Saeva Gokara. A human being who identifies this body made of three elements with his self, who considers the byproducts of the body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of birth as worshipable, and who goes to the place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath rather than meet men of transcendental knowledge there, is to be considered like an ass or a cow. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally renovated Vrindavan Dham and advised his chief disciples, Rupa and Sanatan, to develop it and open it to attract the spiritual vision of the general populace. At present, there are about 5,000 temples in Vrindavan, and still our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is constructing a huge, magnificent temple for the worship of Lord Balaram, Radha Krishna, and Guru Gauranga. Since there is no prominent Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we are attempting to construct one so that people will be attracted to Krishna Balaram or Nittai Gaurachandra. Prajendra Nandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoylo Se. Narottam Das Thakur says that Balaram and the son of Maharaj Nanda have invented themselves as Gaur Nittai. Propagate this fundamental principle, we are establishing a Krishna Balaram temple to broadcast to the world that worship of Gaur Nittai is the same as worship of Krishna Balaram. Although it is very difficult to enter into the Radha Krishna pastimes, most of the devotees of Vrindavan are attracted to the Radha Krishna Lila. However, since Nittai Gaurachandra are direct incarnations of Balaram and Krishna, we can be directly in touch with Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Those who are highly elevated in Krishna consciousness can enter into the pastimes of Radha Krishna through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha and Krishna. Sometimes materialists, forgetting the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Krishna Balaram, go to Vrindavan, accept the land's spiritual facilities, and engage in material activity. This is against the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Prakriti Sahajas proclaim themselves Brajavasi or Dhamvasi, but they are mainly engaged in sense gratification. Thus they become more and more implicated in the materialistic way of life. Those who are pure devotees in Krishna consciousness condemn their activities. The eternal Brajavasis like Swarup Damodar did not even come to Vrindavan Dham. Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Sri Haridas Thakur, Sri Vas Pandit, Sri Vananda Sen, Sri Ramananda Roy, Sri Shiki Mahiki, Sri Madhavi Devi, and Sri Gadadhar Pandit Goswami never visited Vrindavan Dham. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that we have no authorized documents stating that these exalted personalities visited Vrindavan. Nonetheless, we find many non-devotees, Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakriti Sahajas, fruitive workers, mental speculators, and many others with material motives going to Vrindavan to live. Many of these people go there to solve their economic problems by becoming beggars. Although anyone living in Vrindavan somehow or other is benefited, the real Vrindavan is appreciated only by a pure devotee. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilo Chanena. When one has purified eyes, he can see that Sri Vrindavan and the original Goloka Vrindavan planet in the spiritual sky are identical. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Nivasacharya, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Sri Bhagavan Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and later Sri Bhaktivinod Thakur of Calcutta always engaged in Nam Bhajan and certainly did not live anywhere but Vrindavan. Presently, the members of the Hare Krishna movement throughout the world live in materially opulent cities such as London, New York, Los Angeles, Paris, Moscow, Zurich, and Stockholm. However, we are satisfied with following in the footsteps of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other acharyas. Because we live in the temples of Radha and Krishna and continuously hold Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of Hare Krishna, we consequently live in Vrindavan and nowhere else. We are also following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by attempting to construct a temple in Vrindavan for our disciples throughout the world to visit. Hare Krishna. That's something to think about. Om Jnatimarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacharistarani Vancha Kalpa Turbhascha Kripa Sindhya Bhivacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So any questions on this? We have so much material that's just brought here. Srila Prabhupada giving a whole range. See, Krishna consciousness encompasses like everything. It's just, you can go to Vrindavan or you can here, stay here and perform Harinam Sankirtan. There's same thing, but still, what is that? Yad yad acharati shreshtas tatade vetarojana. That whatever acts a great man does, common men follow. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is that? Tabu Vrindavan jaha loka shikaiti. That to instruct people, you still go to Vrindavan, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no need to go to Vrindavan. Wherever he goes, even ordinary devotees is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that is that Bhavadvidra Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirtani Svanta Stena Gadabhuta. Tirti Gurvanti Tirthani, that wherever a great devotee goes, he immediately transforms that place into a holy place of pilgrimage. Because, why is that? Because Narottam Das Thakur also says that Tomara Ridaya Sada Govinda Vishram, that are here in the Srila Prabhupada quotes that the Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Ridayeshu Vilokayanti, that the devotees who are in love with Krishna, they always see Krishna within their hearts. Govinda Vishram. Then and as he stated in the beginning of the purport, that just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his very mind was Vrindavan. And because his mind was Vrindavan, all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna were taking place within himself. Krishna is never alone. Krishna's got his abode and all of his associates. So we have Krishna in our hearts. We have all the associates in Vrindavan. Everything is manifest to the devotee by his devotional love for Krishna, his devotional service. So there's so many great devotees that are mentioned that they did not even go to Vrindavan. This is not in any way taking away from either the devotees or Vrindavan, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went there. He of course, most of the places in Vrindavan were renovated and discovered by the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he personally went and found out the location of Radha Kund, Shama Kund, took his bath there, even though it was just like some large pond of water, a small pond of water or puddle like that. And he decorated his body with that mud from that Radha Kund, Shama Kund. And this way he personally taught. So, of course, Vrindavan Dham is described this in the Brahma Samhita. It's described that Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu, that Chintamani, at the whole abode of Vrindavan, is just like Chintamani Dham. And we also Previously, we were talking about the holy name is also described as Chintamani. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. That there are no difference. Just like here, Srila Prabhupada quotes this, Arajya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. He says that there is no difference between there. Yesterday we were reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. That next verse is coming, that Vedanti Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yaj Jnanam Advayam. Jnanam Advayam means there is no duality on the spiritual platform. Like there is in the material world, there's always duality in everything that we experience. There's a difference between the name water and the substance water. In this way, but there's in the spiritual world, Krishna, Krishna's abode, Krishna's name, they're advaya, there's non-difference. That means, and because they're Chintamani connotates that whatever you, Chintamani is such a precious item, you can get whatever you want. That just like we also offer obeisances to the devotees, they're also Chintamani. There are Chintamani, Kalpa Vrikshas, similar thing. It makes the same effect that Kalpa Vriksha, Vancha Kalpa Tru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha, that the devotees are just like desire trees because they can fulfill the desires of everyone. So similarly, Chintamani gives that same connotation that you can have whatever you desire from chanting the holy name, from going to Vrindavan, living in Vrindavan or whatever, serving or here in the temple. And we see that Srila Prabhupada also cautions that sometimes materialists forgetting the pastime. What is that? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Arto Jigyasur Artarti, that so many pious persons approach him. And what are these, some of these reasons that sometimes they have this desire for Arta, Artarti, that they have desire for material gain, or they have some desire for freedom from distress like that. So all these things are obtainable through devotional service, through visiting Vrindavan or staying in Vrindavan, by chanting the holy names or by the mercy of the devotees. One can get material progress if he wants. He can get the sahajas, they get to call themselves Brajvasis like that, like me. We can say like that, but what is that? Brijbasi, they have no material attachments like that. Vishaya chadiyas kabe shuddha habe man kabe hama bujaba se shri Vrindavandam. That one has to give up vishaya chadiya, this sense gratification. Vishaya chadiya, vishaya is sense gratification. If one can give that up, then he can, then shuddha habe man. Then that mind can become purified. Shuddha habe man. Kabe hama ujaba herebo. Kabe hama herebo shri Vrindavanda. Then one can become, then can they actually understand the real significance of Vrindavanda. Otherwise, I think the Navadvipa Mahatmya talks about somehow that there's a material covering on the holy dham, that one can go, just like materialistic persons, they go to the holy dham for some material, they don't see the holy dham, just like they see, why are you living in Vrindavan? Why have you selected such a dirty place to live after retiring? Srila Prabhupada, someone asked him. So that is what they see. When the materialistic persons go to Vrindavan, they see only a dirty place and filled with, Srila Prabhupada says, dogs and monkeys, There's also lots of pigs there. So it's a dirty place. That's what we see. Persons like me, we can see only a dirty place like that. Because Krishna says also Bhagavad Gita that Anaham Prakasha Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavrita. That he's covered. Just like Krishna, Krishna's abode is covered. Yogamaya Samavrita. That he's covered by this internal potency. So someone goes to Vrindavan, you have to be either kind of crazy or very exalted like that to actually appreciate Vrindavan. You can not be affected by the material covering, or you just simply want to proclaim yourselves Vrijvasis like that. But they're mainly engaged in sense gratification. So we've seen lots of devotees going to Vrindavan. They have some kind of different motives like that. Sometimes they give up all their, artificially give up so many things and like that. And usually, many times the result is not desirable like that. Actually, what is a desirable thing? We have to understand what is that. It's Prahlad Maharaj. He gives that hint like that. Nate vidu swarta katim hi Vishnu. People don't understand what is their real self-interest. When you actually come to Krishna consciousness, when you come to Vrindavan, when you chant the holy name, what is your real self-interest? What do your purpose? What is your katim, it's called? What is your goal? So the goal is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that same verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes here, Arajya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayasta Dhamma Vrindavanam. What is that? Ramya Kachit Apasana Vrajavadu Svargena Svalkalpita. Then next? Next, after that? Sri Chaitanya, no. Prema Pamarto Mahan. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pramarta Mahan. Yes. Prema Pramarta Mahan. This is the point that the Prema Pramarta Mahan. Pramarta. What is it? Prema Pumarta. Pumarta means the goal for living for human beings. Puma means heart. Pumarta Mahan. This is the greatest goal, Panchama Purusharta, is sometimes called the fifth goal of life, because generally material living human beings have four goals like that, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But this Prema Pumarta Mahan, or that is the best thing that one can get. That is the highest position, the highest goal of life, because what other ways you can have, even up to liberation, even, what is that, Bilva Mangala Thakur, he says that the Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Sevate Sman, we have these different goals, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, that we can have religiosity, Dharma, Artha, economic development is sometimes called economic development. You become very rich, you become very famous religionist, and Dharma, Artha, Kama means we can have very nice sense gratification in this material world, but it's all finished. One moment. And moksha, this is something a little bit higher than these first three. We can get freedom from this material entanglement, bondage. But Bilva Mangala Thakur, he says that all these things, even liberation, are just like become my maidservant when I engage in devotional service. So these great personalities here described, Narottam Das Thakur. There's one personality we're not so much familiar with, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya. He wrote the six Sad Goswami Ashtakam Jagannath Das Babaji. Sri Bhagavan Das Babaji Maharaj, mentioned here. We don't hear his name very often. He's described as also not living anywhere other than Vrindavan. He was a great friend of Jagannath Das Babaji. One time Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj came to see him. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj used to live in Vrindavan and then go back and forth Vrindavan and Navadvip like that. And so one time he came to see him. Bhagavan Das Babaji was living in Ambika Kalna, which is near Navadvip like that. It's the place where the Suryadas Sarakela, the father of the wives of Nityananda Prabhu, lived, and his younger brother, Gauridas Pandit. So this Bhagavan Das Maharaj, when Jagannath Das Babaji came to see him, they became so filled with ecstasy, they embraced each other, and they were lying in this ecstatic embrace from 10 o'clock, it says in this Karnamrita's book, Babaji Maharaj, it says that they were sitting in this ecstatic embrace from 10 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, like that. So, great devotees like this. And Gorkha Shardas Babaji Maharaj, we just celebrated his disappearance day. He's described Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye. So all these great personalities, they had real understanding of Vrindavan and appreciated the, or we can appreciate their real position, that even though, like the six Goswamis, that they had great, great opulences and success in material fields, Tyakpat Turnam Asesha Mandalipati, Shrenim Sadat Tuchavat, they gave up all these things, all types of great opulences, Mandalipati, they had great following, so many people were respecting them, but they gave it all up to live under the trees in Vrindavan and to engage in devotional service 24 hours a day. Nidrahara vihara kadi vijito. They gave up all types of sense gratification because they had higher rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishpa nivartate. They had higher engagement of Krishna consciousness. So there's no loss or diminution. Someone engages in devotional service, they'll appreciate the results. Anyone? Question? Comments? We'll stop there. Yes, Prabhu. Tired.
When you were discussing about the devotees who embraced and they stayed there in that position for so many hours, you know, I was thinking we have such a benefit here that there's so many devotees here, and just to be able to go to a festival or go to the program here, it's a real benediction to be around so many people who have, you know, thinking of Krishna and having Krishna's pastimes in their minds. You know, it's a real, it's a real blessing. I know that because I work at Lowe's, you know, just it's a bright spot in the day, because, you know,
when a devotee comes.
So sometimes, I mean, I don't keep a count of it, but usually 10 or 15 devotees every day. It's just like the lights go on. So we're really blessed here. This is a real new Ramaradius, real Tirtha, thanks to Srila Prabhupada and the devotees.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada mentions this one verse about going to the holy places just simply to take bath. and not visiting the whole and the devotees that live there. There's also there's one verse that gives kind some kind of appreciation for how important the association of devotees is. It says Tulayama Levenapi Naswargam Na Punar Bhavam Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Marjanam Kimutashasha, that you cannot, it's not comparable. Tulayama Lavenapi, even a moment's association is not comparable with what? With Swarga, or the heavenly planets, attainment of the heavenly planets, or what is that? Tulayama Lavenapi, Na Swargam Na Punar Bhavan, Na Punar Bhavan, the liberation. You can't even compare it with liberation, even a moment's association with a pure devotee. So nice. This is see. So you don't simply go to holy places to take bath, but to hear from the devotees. So one should come and hear from devotees. All right. Okay.
I have one question.
All right. We have. I don't know. Madan Mohan Prabhu.
I was just wondering if you could give a little bit of balance. Sometimes it says, you know, to go to Vrindavan and you make so much benefit. If you just spend one, you know, fortnight or one day there, you make so much benefit. And then to bathe in the holy rivers, there's benefit. But yet, in this context, it's being minimized. So, I mean, is there some benefit? We all went, it was... recharge your batteries. There was all kinds of ideas where it's mentioned that there's like unlimited benefit if one goes there, but in this context, it seems like it's not.
It's if one has material motives, if he has some kind of materialistic vision, when he goes to Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada said the hearer that they don't get any spiritual benefit, but later on in the same purport, he says that somehow or other, they get some benefit. So we got we call it agyata sukriti, that they eventually they'll, I mean the seed is planted, it takes some time, but eventually some good fortune will come out of it.
I was thinking that Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. It's also sometimes some sloka identify as a location, not only consciousness. For an example, this sloka in Skanda Puran that Prabhupada put in 1966, he wrote a letter to one of his disciples. He says, Sarpa dasta pasu hata pavakambhu vinasita labdha pramatta charja mature mama lokaga. Those in Brajamandals were beaten by a snake, killed by animals, killed by fire, water, or any other unnatural cause, certainly become residents of my very own spiritual planet.
Srila Prabhupada quoted this?
Yeah.
In 66?
So my question is it location or state of consciousness?
Krishna is very kind. He's giving everyone benefit to the doubt. We can have either one. Of course, we can't compare the association with the pure devotee. Pure devotee, of course, is very rare, and his association is more important than the holy places of pilgrimage like that. That is the, what is that? Gangara Parasa Hoyle Paschati Pavan. You can get purified by the Ganges, but the pure devotees, immediately just seeing him, one gets purified. So Vrindavan, of course, one gets benefit immediately, even more so from the devotees.
Is that like you read the translation like...
It said, wherever you go, you create a Vrindavan. Or you should go to Vrindavan to teach others.
Yes.
So it's kind of like both. Or, I mean, wherever you are, you create a Vrindavan, or you should go to Vrindavan. Means another location, and not necessarily state of consciousness there.
Yes, no, there is definitely benefit going to Vrindavan, the boat, even though Srila Prabhupada says, points out that you can't buy a ticket to Vrindavan. So this is the, of course, mostly everywhere you can find the pervasiveness of our achintya bheda bheda tattva, that simultaneously one and different, that you can get or you cannot get. Simultaneously. Okay. Hare Krishna. Oh, okay.
I just returned from being in Vrindavan for 6 weeks on Sunday, and I'm still reeling, trying to figure it out. Because Vrindavan is Krishna, Krishna is Vrindavan. So that kind of says it all to me. I think Prana Govinda, I was just feeling that it's both. It's the place, unquestionably for me, the place. And it is also the consciousness. And then there is the mixing up of the two. And then there is returning back to the States, which is clearly different, even though the temple is here and everything that is there to a certain degree is here. But for me, just being in Vrindavan proper, the place, it's like, the only way I can describe it, it's like osmosis. It just penetrates into your consciousness. And I didn't go there because I wanted to go to Vrindavan for a spiritual retreat. I went there to be with my daughter, who just had our granddaughter, Kasturi, who was born there. And I have terrible allergies there, and so many things, the dirt, the monkeys, the dogs, all of it, it's just like magnified now. And that was written when? 70s. And yes. Prabhupada is saying that. Can you imagine now? I don't even know if he could stay in his house, it's so loud. So anyway, just by staying there and being there, it just starts penetrating into your consciousness, all the wonderful things about Vrindavan, the 5,000 temples.
That was back then. Now there's...
It's all right?
Now there's some more.
Now it's more. And my daughter lives right next door. I mean, her back is the Prem Mandir. Now the Prem Mandir is a Kripalo Mandir, and it's massive, it's just enormous. And every day, gazillions of pilgrims are going there. So you're constantly hearing that. Then, then the Krishna Balaram and all the pilgrims from everywhere and going around the parikrama path. Kadasi, it was just like herds of people that just keep coming in, buses. Radhanathaswami, the 7,000 disciples. Indrajumaswami, some hundreds. Dinabandhu is all going out. And so many other people, they're just coming and coming and coming. And watching them, seeing their enthusiasm, and just like every kind of devotee you could imagine, they're not just going around, they don't even know what they're doing. But somehow they just have faith, and they just keep on coming. And watching people just knocking you over to see the deities. I went to see, I've tried to see Banka Vihari. I've tried to see him for the last 3 times I went. He will not allow his darshan for me. The last time I went, it was like a human grinding machine. I mean, I thought, okay, this is it. I'm not going to see him, but I'm going to die here. I mean, it was just like nonstop aggression. And I have finally got a little spot, so I could just see maybe part of him. And I got pushed out of there, and I had brought garlands. And I just couldn't get anywhere near him. So there's all of this mood that's there. And it extends all throughout Vrindavan. We went to the Braj Mohan temple and the Baba that's there. I asked him, I said, how about all this dirt and the filth and the monkeys and the pollution? He said, that Vrindavan is hidden. You know, you now have to go inside. You have to reach Vrindavan with your consciousness. So what I'm saying is that the mercy of Vrindavan is unlimitedly powerful. And I don't know, this is my experience.